But now he explains how they will be blessed. The word means the favor of God. How will they experience the favor of God? Or you could think about it, the smile of God. And how can they themselves be happy in God? God's favor, basking in God's favor. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Most famous Greek scholar in Southern Baptist life, A.T. Robertson, says, just knowing does not bring happiness, nor does occasional doing. By the way, writer of Hebrews tells us Jesus went to the cross for the joy set before him. Pursuing servanthood because of the gospel of Jesus Christ leads to joy. And hear this, the pursuit of joy does not lead to joy. You don't make joy your aim. You make Jesus your aim. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity says, aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you will get neither. Well, we could say it like this, aim at Jesus and you will get the joy of Jesus thrown in. Aim at self-defined joy and you won't get Jesus or joy. The most discontent people in the world are the people who are trying to make themselves content with things outside of Jesus. If you think you would be happier with more money, try to build a relationship and have a conversation with somebody who has a whole lot of money. Never heard somebody say, well, I just got the amount of money I wanted and man, I'm just so content. It doesn't work that way. Never forget the famous Tom Brady quote when he won the Super Bowl and one time, won it again this year, but they said, well, how does it feel? He said, not as good as I thought it would. I guess we'll just have to try to win it again next year. The truth is, the sacrifice on the way to trying to win the championship is far more powerful and brings more contentment than getting to the end of the road. You see, we are so easily deceived to think that servanthood will make our life less happy, that it will take something away from us. Let me put it this way. Too often we think that our happiness and joy depends on getting rather than giving. But how do we hold that position in Jesus' name? See, our problem with the Bible, what the Scripture itself calls the Word of Christ, is not the things we don't understand. Our problem with the Bible is most often the things that we understand all too clearly. The things that make us uncomfortable. The things that challenge the way we have always seen the world. Christian servanthood is not a hobby. It's a way of life.